The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batson with Patrick K. O'Donnell. The book is Give Me Tomorrow, the Korean War's Greatest Untold Story, the epic stand of the Marines of George Company. This book is gathered from Patrick's interviews with the survivors and the senior figures of George Company in the 21st century, reflecting back upon their conduct and that of their colleagues in the middle of the 20th century. We're now in an LVT landing at Blue Beach, one of the three beaches at Incheon. The company is led by a captain named Westover at the time. Zulo is the senior non-commissioned officer. As Patrick says, many are green. Incheon was not prepped in any fashion that we're used to for the landings, even on Guadalcanal, but later on throughout the Pacific. The Marines had a very careful protocol. None of that is followed, as far as I can understand. And the Marines are, Patrick, they're making it up as they go along, and they're meeting the North Koreans without adequate maps. That was amazing to me that the maps were poor.
They have to completely improvise as they go along. They hit the beach. They have to use actually ladders to climb out of the landing craft because the beach itself is elevated. They make their way out, and then they storm ashore. And they're met with resistance, not heavy resistance, but they surprise the North Koreans. And it's here that they push inland towards Seoul.
They push inland. However, it's necessary for us to step back and do some big strategy here. MacArthur's committed them to a landing in the middle of September with the tides right. He has a plan to cut off the North Korean army, which is pressing the south, pressing Busan, and to drive into Seoul. But the big thinking here is, what are they going to do if they're successful when they get to Seoul? And you've thought about this, and the Marines of George Company have thought about it. Did they have a battle plan that included the whole war, or was the whole effort here to retake Seoul? Was that the mission at the time they landed at Incheon?
The mission was to basically force the North Koreans out of South Korea by landing in their flank, in their back. And that is exactly what occurs. They landed in Incheon, they pressed towards Seoul, and suddenly the North Koreans, which are around a perimeter called the Pusan perimeter, are now fighting for their lives. They realize that they're cut off from their supply lines. And they're completely cut off, so they make a headlong retreat towards the north. And it's here that MacArthur is improvising.
Yes.
Very quickly.
Improvising. We need to mention two commanders, O.P. Smith, who commands the 1st Marine Division, and Ned Almond, the man who works for MacArthur and is very aggressive. You mention now and again that Smith and Almond do not get along. This is the Army and the Marines not getting along. That is a profound problem that explains a deal of the failures ahead of us, Patrick.
Absolutely. There are these command differences within, and then, you know, MacArthur, George Company pushes in towards Seoul, and they are faced with street to street, house to house fighting. And it's here that they encounter T-34 tanks as well as self-propelled guns, and they make a fairly epic stand here in Seoul, where the North Koreans try to break through our lines. And it's just George Company with a series of bazookas that stop these massive T-34 Russian tanks that are now in the hands of the North Koreans, and they're able to stop that breakthrough. And it's here, you know, after they secure Seoul and they secure the North Korean capital, that MacArthur makes a fateful decision to some degree. His main army, he keeps that together, but he splits it off and divides his army. And 10th Corps goes to the other side of Korea and makes a landing.
Yes, there again, we have commanders making decisions that appear spontaneous. The overall mission was to recapture Seoul, to liberate Seoul. And MacArthur promised to do it 3 months to the day after the original attack, September 25th. Whether or not the city was cleared, similar to how he handled Manila, I mentioned to you, Patrick, it was the same thing, making promises, ignoring the fact that the fighting was going on at that time and it wasn't clear in any event. But having arrived at that success, you quote the President of the United States, Harry Truman, then giving orders to MacArthur with a lot of caveats. And one of the caveats is that MacArthur is permitted to go north of the 38th parallel, but not to threaten either the Russians in Siberia or the Maoist Chinese across the Yalu River. That's very specific. Is it your measure that MacArthur was ready to obey that order, or did he want to go farther? Did he want to tempt the Chinese? Did he want to tempt the Russians?
I think that he had sort of victory fever in many ways, and he was in denial of what the consequences could be on several occasions. And he was very aggressive and in some cases reckless. And the Chinese, only a year earlier, had consolidated power, and Mao Zedong was not going to have a massive American presence on his doorstep. And he assembles, his armies, I should say, and they're called volunteers, and they're moving into North Korea at this point. And MacArthur is getting intelligence reports that the Chinese are there, and they're there in force, but he is denying it. He claims that there's only scattered elements, when in reality, a series of massive Chinese armies are coiling around the United Nations / American forces that are moving into North Korea and approaching the Chinese border.
And here's the chronology. June, the sneak attack. September, the landing in Incheon. October 26th, George Company arrives with the Marines, the 10 Corps, at Wonsan. Bob Hope is putting on a show at this time. There's a sense of great victory that will be welcomed to North Korea's liberators. And they push north. They're heading north, the three regimental combat teams, the 1st Marines, the 5th Marines, and the 7th Marines. The 1st will be last in, which is why George Company's at the tail of the train. When next we come back, we'll be fighting the battle to save the whole of the Marine deployment along with the Army at Chosin Reservoir. Patrick K. O'Donnell is the author. Give Me Tomorrow is the book. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.